Big things have small beginnings, and so it was with the museum's plant collection. This specimen of chinkapin, or dwarf chestnut, Castanea pumila, is from the founding set of collections in the University of Florida Herbarium. The collector, Peter Henry Rolfs, established the Herbarium of Florida Agricultural College in 1891. Rolfs came to Lake City from Iowa in the late 1800s as a horticulturalist and a biologist for the Florida Agricultural Experiment Station, and a professor of natural science, entomology, botany, and just about anything else, I guess, for the Florida Agricultural College. Rolfs and the staff of the college prepared herbarium specimens and accumulated them through an active exchange with several Midwestern institutions during the 1890s and the early 1900s. In 1905, several institutions were consolidated to form the University of Florida. The herbarium contained over 5,000 specimens when it was moved by covered wagon from Lake City to Gainesville in 1906. The herbarium resided in Rolfs Hall here on campus for many years. Peter Rolfs had a distinguished career in botany and agriculture. He was the director of the Florida Agricultural Experiment Station from 1906 to 1921, and he was also dean of the UF College of Agriculture until about 1920. He moved to Brazil in 1920, where he established and directed a school of agriculture in Minas Gerais until his retirement in 1932. Rolfs didn't collect many specimens, nor are his specimens particularly valuable as scientific specimens, but they were the beginning of the collection, which has now grown to be among the largest in the U.S. Most of the objects in our museum are like this. Individually, they're not very significant, but they gain importance as part of a much larger collection of specimens and data. Rolfs' legacy is that he had the vision to see this and to begin the collection. This is Mark Whitten. I'm a senior biologist in the herbarium at the Florida Museum of Natural History.